Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Authorities say human bones were found at Penn Treaty Park in Fishtown. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the details about this grisly discovery.
It was about 5 at night when someone who was walking along the Delaware at Penn Treaty Park called the cops about their disturbing find. Police Inspector D.F. Pace says officers and the medical examiner got there, they got a good look, and they made a determination that, yes, they were in fact bones.
Which were a femur and tibia, that is the upper and lower leg bones of a human.
Police say they likely belonged to an adult who had been dead for some time, but a lot more work is needed to answer some key questions.
It's unclear whether or not there was a criminal incident that precipitated this, nor do we know whether it is a male or female, nor do we know the race.
Police and the medical examiner's office will continue to investigate. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's been 3 years since a young teenage couple was found shot to death in a car in the city's Olney neighborhood. And Philadelphia police are taking a fresh look at the case, and they're asking the public for tips. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
18-year-old Kyrie Isaac and 19-year-old recent high school grad Ajane Thompson had been dating for over a year when they were gunned down August 16th of 2021 after running to get groceries at the ShopRite along Front and Olney for Isaac's mom.
Ajane went inside the store and came back outside, and then the incident happened.
Detective Frank Campbell is assigned to the case and has been trying to pull the pieces together about exactly what happened.
Three people, they exited the vehicle, they approached a BMW, and they fired numerous times into the BMW.
He says surveillance cameras were just out of view, but the parking lot was full, and he knows someone must have seen something.
Anything helps me. Someone may think something is trivial, but it could be something that's extremely valuable to me.
Isaac, who was an only child, was a standout football player at his high school, while Thompson, described as beautiful inside and out, was spending the summer working, deciding what her next move in life would be.
It's terrible. They never had a chance to really live their life.
Anyone with information is asked to submit it to either by calling 215-686-TIPS or online, and they can remain anonymous. There's a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A well-known problem about doing business with Philadelphia government is the slow pace of payment for service. For years, contractors have complained about waiting months needing bridge loans to stay afloat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports Mayor Sherelle Parker is vowing to fix this.
Philadelphia's contracting process is complicated, but the final step before payment is called conforming the contract, basically proofreading and clearing it. Early last week, there were 460 overdue contracts waiting to be conformed. By October 31st, that number was down to 379, and Mayor Parker pledged the entire backlog would be cleared out by this Friday and overdue contracts paid by the end of the month.
This is not cause for celebration. We are affirming that we have started a process to right what has been dysfunctional for a very long time.
Mayor Parker said her administration is working on reforming the entire contracting process to prevent backlogs and other problems. Chief Administrative Officer Camille Duchaussée says the goal is to remove obstacles and improve efficiency.
This involves reducing procedural bottlenecks, increasing transparency, leveraging technology to simplify and expedite the contracting process.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.